Shall we put our aprons on?
Okay. Yeah. Thanks.
Right, mine's in here.
Yeah. Mine's in here.
And there's a lot of things in this cupboard, haven't we, that need sorting out?
Yeah.
When I have time, which isn't now. Right, this is Mummy's, actually this is Daddy's, but I can reach it easier than mine.
Never mind.
Because I have all my pussycats on, don't I?
Where are mine?
Yours. Mm-hmm. This is the one that we brought back from the good food show, isn't it? What's it got on it?
Snakes
and
a whale.
A whale.
And a butterfly.
Butterfly.
Bee.
Pussy bee.
And a
giraffe.
And a lion.
And a lion.
And kangaroo.
Kangaroo.
And there.
What's that?
An elephant.
Big elephant. And a monkey, so there we are. Put your apron on.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice, isn't it? It's a tabard, really, rather than an apron, isn't it?
It's a tabard.
A tabard.
Tabard.
That's not funny.
It's a tit tabard.
A tabard.
Yes, Dave.
Oh, just wash your hands.
Thanks. You're fine, Mummy.
What for? Because you've been touching all sorts of things, and in a few minutes, you might be touching some food. And you can't touch food with dirty hands because we're going to eat the food later.
Mm.
It might make us poorly if you haven't washed your hands. That's why you have to do it.
Right, make biscuits.
Well, sure, yes, we'll make some. Mm. I'm going to just boil that kettle up for a second because we're going to need some hot water. We need to get some golden syrup out of the tin.
The cupboard.
Well, yes, get some out of the cupboard.
Wow!
Oh, it's the wow cupboard. You can see the cupboard, can't
you? Wow! See, it's cold.
Well, that's a tin of soup. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for
some fruit.
This jar of golden syrup.
Now
what we need to do is get a mug or a jug. This will do. And we're going to put some hot, very, very hot water in there.
Hot.
Just be careful sliding that in there. Watch you don't touch that.
I'm touching this.
It's a bit too hot. We need to put a tablespoon.
Tablespoon.
In that very hot water. No, Tess, don't do that. You're not to do that, darling. It's too noisy. Put this tablespoon in the jug of hot water.
That's a hot water.
Well, I'm looking to see what Daddy's going to measure his spoon. Because he keeps using them when he's making bread and doesn't put them back in the right place, does he? Oh, Daddy, what's he done with it?
Daddy, you're silly dad.
Is he?
You're silly woman.
He can't be a silly woman, can he? He's a man. But I really don't know what he's doing with it, Thomas. We're trying this drawer.
Can I just beat this drawer?
No, I can't see it there. Right, we've
one more. I can't see it under there.
No. We've one more place to try. Looks like it might be here. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
There we are. You see this? This measures one tablespoon.
I need to hold it.
Well, you can hold it and have a little look at it.
Send it. What do I put in it?
Well, we're going to put some golden syrup in it because we need to measure out some tablespoonfuls of syrup.
And I dropped it.
Okay,
on, Mummy.
Right, so we'll stand this in this very, very hot water, and then it means the golden syrup will be easier to get off the spoon. Right, now, this is your favourite toy.
What toy?
It's not really a toy. It's the weighing scales.
Oh, weighing scales!
The weighing scales. I'll just give the pan a quick wash. Now we need to weigh out some margarine.
And butter and knitting goggins.
Is it, oh, yeah, Mrs. Goggins. Yes, Mrs. Goggins has scales in the post office. They're different, though, aren't they? Because hers are used for weighing letters and parcels, so people know what type of stamps to put on. Right, now we need 9 ounces of margarine. So if we take that weight, which is
this big weight.
No, we'll take this one, 9 ounces. We'll take that one that says 8. And you put that one on top that says 1, because 8 and 1 are 9.
Yeah.
So it doesn't get too messy, we'll put a piece of...
I'm making walls. Mama
nailed it. Oh, why? You're making a wall with the weights. Now, what I need to do is check that I had enough margarine before I started. So I hope we have.
Mom, you're just making a mess.
Now, what you've got to do, Thomas, is just leave on the ones that Mummy's got for now. Because otherwise, we're not going to wear them. The right number of ingredients, aren't we? No. Oh yes, we've plenty there. Right, now don't put any more on there, just for now.
This one?
No, you can't put anything else on there, Thomas, otherwise it's not going to work. Right, now we'll take some margarine.
Does it work?
No, just leave it. We'll pop the margarine in the scale pan. And when this side goes down, you know that you've got equal quantities on either side, that you've got enough. And don't touch it, otherwise it'll interfere with it working properly. It's a long time since we've used these scales, isn't it?
What's on the way?
Well, we just haven't done a lot of baking or cooking, have we? We did a lot at Christmas.
When was the wizard Nick on us biscuits?
Oh, I haven't made them yet.
But my clock!
Yes, don't keep that cupboard. Right, look, we're there now. Right, you tell me when it goes down, that means we've got enough margarine in the pan. A little bit more?
No,
you think we're alright? No, don't touch it, Thomas, don't touch it. Hey. Has it gone down?
No, it's up.
It's up? Yes. It's up at one side, but it's down on the other, isn't it? Right, now, do you know what we need to do with that?
Yeah.
Now we've weighed it out. If I get a pan, would you like to tip it into a pan?
Oh, a second.
Okay. I'll get this pan from the cupboard. Right, so that's it. You take that, manage that. Tip it into the pan, like that. What a clever boy. What a clever boy. Isn't that lovely?
Mm.
Now, I'm going to show you what we can do with this. Let me just check how much I need.
What are you going?
Right, we need to weigh out this. This is golden syrup. This is nice and sticky and sweet. Smell that in jar.
Sticky and sweet.
Do you want to taste a tiny bit of a teaspoon? I think you've had this on either toast or bread. You liked it. There you are. You just try looking at that. Very sweet. Do you like that?
Yeah.
Now we have this spoon standing in boiling water.
How did you do this?
Right, you tip that now, spoon into the pan. Dip it in quickly. You got it. That's it. It'll fall off the spoon. Oh, yes.
Now making a cake.
You're making a cake, are you?
Because I'm making sugar on it.
Yes, no, it's done that. I'll just use my finger to get the rest of the syrup out.
You put it in the oven.
Well, we haven't.
Maybe I'm me.
Oh, you're thinking about a cake, batter cake, baker's man, aren't you? Let's put the spoon back in the oven and so heat it up again.
Yeah.
Just a moment. And this time we'll measure out not quite so much. We only want half a teaspoon this time. Half a tablespoon. Just a minute. Let me do it. That's it.
More.
That's it. You tip it in there. That's a good boy. Now that's come off much better, hasn't it? Because we were quicker doing it. How's that?
I make a cake. What you can.
Anyway, do you need to lick that spoon? It's very sweet, isn't it? Tastes a little bit like toffee. Now, we're going to put this on top of the cooker now. Because we're going to melt all that margarine and golden syrup. Now, if we turn the cooker on, you mustn't touch it.
No.
Oh, it's not turned on at all. I couldn't work out why I couldn't get it to work. There we are. Now, you must never ever touch that when it's on, because you get a terrible burn. Shall we set the cooker so that we can bake it when it's ready? I'm just going to turn this dial around. Now again, you mustn't do that.
It's not red.
Now the cooker doesn't go red, it's just the ring. But the ring goes between being red and black. There we are, we'll heat it up. Get a wee spoon. Can I just move you along a little bit? You enjoy licking that spoon? Yes. It's tasty.
It's apple juice.
It's apple juice, is it? Oh, golden syrup a minute ago, but there we are. Now, as that margarine and syrup gets hot, it'll all melt. It'll be really sticky and there. Sticky and gooey and there. What will it be?
Yeah.
Sticky and gooey. Sticky and gooey. Sticky and gooey and... Now we've only got one more thing to weigh out, Thomas. And that's... No, we haven't got two more things.
I'm not finished my apple juice first.
We've got to put some sugar into that. We need 6 ounces of sugar. So we'll put a 4 ounce weight and a 2 ounce weight. That makes 6 ounces. Now, could I just pop you down 1 second, just while I get some sugar? Be careful not to touch that, won't you? Oh.
I dropped my apple juice.
Never mind. Just give that a quick stir, because we don't want it to stick on the bottom, do we? You're making a lot of noise sucking that, aren't you? Right, so shall we weigh some sugar out, Thomas?
Oh, silly me!
Silly me, do you think we'd finish?
Mm.
Oh, no, we've got more to do. Now, would you like to stand on that still? No. Oh, no. What's in there? No. Right, now, would you like to tip some of this into there. This big bowl. That's right, I'll help you because it's quite high up. We don't need it all then. Whoops, no, we've got too much.
Is that too
much? It's a little bit too much, so we'll take some out with this spoon.
A little taste one?
Well, no, I don't think you want to just eat sugar, do you? Just 1 minute, I need to stir what's on the cooker. Right, let's take some more out because we've got too much sugar in the pan. I think the cooker's making too much noise, actually. I didn't think the new cooker made as much noise as the old one, but it does. right. There we are. That's it. Now pop that spoon into the washing up bowl because we finished with that. So shall we put the lid on the sugar pot? No.
We need a taste.
Now, if I bring this pan here, it's going to be very, very hot, so don't touch the pan, whatever you do. But would you like to tip that into there without touching the pan? There you are. Right, you tip that into here. I'll put it down here. Don't touch the pan because you'll get burnt. I'll help you. That's it. In it goes. Marvellous. Right, let's just put that up there. Now, don't touch the pan, but stir the wooden spoon.
It's more like wooden trains.
It's more like wooden trains? Why? Because it's yellow?
Yes.
Is that what you meant? Is that funny to tell you what you meant?
I'm taking something else.
Oh no, I haven't finished yet.
I'm going to play my train now.
No. Right, you said you wanted to help. We'll do the trains later. Come on, we've got some oats to weigh out yet. No, Tom. No.
Stop it.
Have you lost interest now all the sweet things are out of the way?
Yes.
Oh no, you said you wanted to help, Tom.
I don't need help.
No, we can't have any biscuits if you're not going to help, because I can't do it on my own, it's too difficult.
It's not.
Are you going to bring a train in here with me? Is this all right? Because you said you were going to help me. I bet you help eat them when they're finished, don't you?
Nice cup of tea.
A nice cup of tea? Who's having a nice cup of tea?
Tommy.
Is he? I think we better move. You've moved.
Just move away.
And the cooker is very noisy, isn't it? Now, Mummy's got to weigh out some oats now, Thomas.
Yep. I know they didn't need to help you. It's the mail train.
It's the mail train, is it?
Mm-hmm. That mail train see a bump. It mail train heard the bump coming. What happened?
Would you like to help put some oats in the scales in the weighing machine?
No, thanks.
No.
Turn back. What is in trouble, Dad?
Who's in trouble?
Tom and Gordon. Me and Gordon. Gordon here.
Do you remember we used to make porridge with these? Can you see the oats?
Yeah. Porridge. Winnie the Pooh likes porridge.
Winnie the Pooh likes porridge, does he? Likes honey. Does he have honey on his porridge?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds very nice.
They have nice.
Sounds very sweet.
But it's dirty of me.
Right, I've weighed out some oats. I'm going to put them into this. Can you see this mixture now? Look, this is the butter, the sugar, and that golden syrup. Look. Mm-hmm. Do you like to give it a quick stir? Don't touch the pan because it's hot. That's nice, isn't it?
A little lot.
All right, we'll take the oats in, shall we?
Yeah.
And then.
I don't need some more help.
You don't need some more help? You don't have to help me anymore? You're quite happy for me to stir it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if it don't work out right, Thomas, it's only Mummy who can blame, isn't it?
Not work.
Well, I hope it works.
It does not work.
It doesn't always work, does it?
No. Well, not where we is. That's the bridge, right? That one's a big bump there. On a big bump there. And then
a big bump? On a train track?
Please stop. It's Gordon.
Why is there a big bump, Thomas? Gordon, what's Gordon got to do with the big bump?
The police station. Gordon's going too fast.
The train going too fast.
And soon the police stop. What happens?
Who's saying what's happened? The fat controller?
No, Gordon.
Gordon? Gordon's saying what happened. What has happened, Thomas?
Pressing a toot toot.
Pressing a toot toot? What do you mean?
Not with toot toots.
Do you mean the train went toot toot?
Boo boo.
Yes, I thought the train went boo boo. These oats into the other mixture. It's very fun.
There's a big bash.
What's there?
Under
the table, there's been a big bash.
Going too fast. Going on the railway line. So a big bump.
Oh, Gordon was going too fast. Is that why there's been a big bump? Oh, goodness me, I didn't realise that, Thomas. That's all you need, isn't it?
Danger, isn't it? Going to see a big dog.
That's what happens when people go too fast, isn't it?
Does it sound good? God is going too backwards. And it does some traffic signs.
You're putting some traffic signs up now?
Yeah.
Are you warning people please, not to drive too quickly?
Stop. You know, please, put this train track in here. I put that up on a bus.
Would you like a mix of this, Thomas' sister?
No.
You don't. Would you like to see it before it goes in the oven, look?
No, thanks.
Oh, Tom. Showing no interest and you're very excited because look, all the oats have gone into that liquid. It's thick now, isn't it? Yes? Shall we put it into the tin ready to bake?
Yes, like a Christmas cake.
Like a Christmas cake, yes. And it's a completely different shape from Christmas
cake. I've gone over that water, got some doom.
You've gone over the water, lots of...
Dude.
Lots of...
Dude.
Lots of doom. What's lots of doom?
That water. The liquid. Lots of doom.
Not quite sure what you mean, Thomas.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do. No, I don't think I do, actually. Saying stop now, is he?
That driving thing. Stop. 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 Stop.
Gordon's obviously realised that when he went too fast it caused problems, didn't he? Mm. I'm putting the flapjack mixture into a baking tin.
Baking? No, 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 made you a silly sausage.
I'm a silly sausage, am I? Why?
I don't know.
You don't know? Aw, that's nice. You call me a silly sausage and now you're giving me a big kiss. Good boy. Oh, Thomas, be careful.
You're crying now, Mummy.
I will be crying if you've broken anything.
You're crying now, Mummy.
No, I'm not crying, Thomas.
You're crying now.
You want me to pretend to cry?
Yeah.
No, I'm very upset.
I'm going flash, flash, Nina, Nina.
Oh, there's an ambulance coming with flashing lights because I'm crying. Well, I'm only crying because you didn't help me finish this.
You're crying now, Mummy.
Well, I don't think I need an ambulance to come, Thomas, just because I'm a little bit upset because you didn't help me finish the flapjack. I'll probably...
You're crying now.
All right. Oh, dear, dear. Oh, I am upset. I'm in a terrible state. Hello. Giving your mummy a big hug.
And a stroke.
And a stroke.
Yeah, you're better now.
Oh, yes, I feel much better, thank you. Are you an ambulance driver now?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were a train driver a minute ago. You changed your mind?
Yeah. You're crying now.
Well, come back in here where I can see you, Thomas.
You're crying.
No, but an ambulance driver wouldn't leave somebody to cry on their own. He'd come with them.
You're crying now, Mummy.
Oh, I'm very upset. I don't like being on my own when I'm upset. I wish there was somebody here. What are you doing, Thomas Henry?
I'll be a fireman.
You're a fireman now?
Yes, you'll cry now.
Well, why am I crying in a fireman?
You'll cry now.
But why is the fireman coming? Because I'm crying.
You're baking.
I'm crying because I'm baking. Oh, do you think I've set the kitchen on fire?
Yeah.
And that's why I'm crying and the fireman's coming to the rescue.
Yeah.
Oh, dear, dear. I was making flapjack and the pan caught fire. And the oven's on fire and the kitchen's alight. I'm very, very upset. What I could do with is a big, strong fireman to come and put it out for me. Quick, Thomas, the house is burning down.
Fireman.
Thomas, what are you doing?
Be a fireman.
Well, I think you'd be a little bit quicker than you are.
Maybe you're a bit
Oh, I'm Auntie Mabel now, am I? Oh, well, if it's Auntie Mabel, it's bound to be the chip pan that's caught fire, is it? Thought so. Hello, fireman. Fireman, while you're here, would you like to help me put this into the oven?
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Oh. Okay, we mustn't touch the oven because it's very hot, but look.
It's in my throat.
There we are.
That's big mug of me. That's where I want my fire engine.
Oh, well, no, it's a dirty cloth, Thomas. You want to wipe your fire engine, isn't it?
Yes. Ready.
Now we've got all this stuff to put away now, haven't we? Shall we put the lid back on the oats?
Oh, no thanks.
What are you doing?
Just mixing.
You're mixing the oats?
I'm making the snow Christmas.
What are you making?
The snow Christmas for Christmas Santa's hat.
You're making a hat for Santa?
Yeah.
Using oatmeal?
Yeah.
That sounds a strange thing to be doing.
Yes, it is.
It is, isn't it?
Can you help me, Mummy?
You'd like me to help you?
Yeah.
Right, what are we doing?
I'm making a snow clown.
A snow clown?
Yes.
What's a snow clown?
Tell it covers the baby's head. That baby's head. That baby's head.
The big brown Teletubby says?
No, 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 no.
That's a funny noise. Isn't it?
Winnie the Pooh likes this.
Winnie the Pooh likes this, does he? Does he stir it like you're doing?
Yes. I'm Bob the Elder.
Are you?
Yeah.
If you're Bob the Builder, what's the oatmeal?
That is oatmeal. It's cement.
It's cement? Mm. It's not oatmeal, it's cement. Oh, I see. Right, well, as long as I know.
Mummy says cement.
Bob the Builder, have you got any cement at your building yard?
Yeah.
Could I see it, please?
Yeah.
Oh, is that where it is?
Yeah.
That's nice. That's a very big tub, isn't it?
I'm building it. It's a long while. It's not finished yet.
You've been building it a long while and it's not finished yet, I see.
No, you stay over there. They finish over here.
All right, I'll stay over here and you finish over there.
Right. This is a big, huge hole.
It's a big, huge hole, is it?
Yes, it is.
And you're filling it with the cement?
No, no, you say tutu.
Well, why am I saying tutu? What does tutu mean?
Julie does a tutu like this.
I don't understand what you mean.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't, Tammy. She keeps saying yes, I do, but I really don't understand.
Stay away, Auntie Mabel.
Stay away, Auntie Mabel. I'm just watching carefully that you don't tip it on the floor. You seem to be having a lot of fun, but just be careful. Don't get it right up to the top of the tub. That's it. Otherwise, it'll go over the sides and it'll be wasted, won't it?
What's in it? Big snakes.
Oh, I don't think there's a big snake in it. No, it's just a tub of oatmeal, Thomas. It's a storage container full of oatmeal.
No, it's a cement.
I think you're thinking about that programme that you watched on television where they had, it was lovely, they had great big vats, big bowls of all sorts of different things. They had a big bowl of green jelly and a big bowl of mud and a big bowl of Rice Krispies, and children had to put their hands in, didn't they, and find what was in the bottom.
Snakes!
Yes, there were toy snakes, there were all sorts of things. But good fun, didn't it? It was very messy, but it looked like it was good fun. Is that what you're doing now? You're mixing the oatmeal, expecting to find something?
Yeah, I'm making a snake thing.
Making a snake?
Oh, no. No, it's a snake. No, it's cement today.
It's cement today. I'm just going to have a peep in you.
Yeah, what peep?
Peep, I was just having a quick glance at the flapjack. I might as well start putting things like the margarine back into the fridge. And we finish with that jar of golden syrup, haven't we?
Yeah, I'm not finished yet.
No, you're not finished with the oatmeal, that's fine. You can play with that a little bit longer.
Come on, see some holes.
Oh, Bob the Builder, there's a huge hole in the middle of the road. Have you got some cement, please, to fill it in?
Yeah, I have.
Would you mind doing that little job for me, please?
Yeah, okay. I've got my hat.
It's a good boy.
Good boy.
Oh, well, you haven't got your Bob the Builder hat on, have you?
No.
Oh, dear, dear.
Well, I'll get it.
You're going to go and get it? Can you find it, Thomas?
Yeah.
Good boy.
Oh, Thomas, hat stand up there.
Well, I'm sorry, was a hat stand on your stool just so I could put some things back in the cupboard?
Yeah.
I'm very small, I can't reach. Here you are.
You stay over there.
I'll stay over here, yes, that's fine.
Oops.
What's the daisy? and mixing the cement?
Yeah.
You're doing a good job, aren't you, Bob?
Yeah. I'm not winding. Oh, there's all kinds of measurements on the
You singing a little tune? Right, just a moment, we'll answer the phone. That's a nice song, you sing it.
Bobby Bear, carry, fix it, yes, we hang. Two of us working together, a vision. Bobby Bear, carry, fix it.
Bobby Bear, yes, we can. Scoop, Muck, and Dizzy, and Roly, too. Lofty and Wendy join the crew. Yeah. Working together is so much fun. Working together to get the job done. Bob the Builder, yes we can. Pilchard and Travis. Daddy knows the words to Bob the Builder. Mummy doesn't know that one. Daddy's quite fascinated by it, isn't he? Ooh, now.
Look, chips!
Look, these small chips. There we are. It will just turn the oven down a little bit because it's a noisy oven. It's a fan oven, and I've just realised that with it being a fan, I shouldn't have turned the temperature quite so high. I'm just going to do 147 on the telephone just to see who that was telephoning, because they put the phone down, they didn't leave a message. Oh no. It sounds like Auntie Linda. It sounds like Auntie Linda's telephone number.
But
it smells
like a sausage.
Pardon?
But it smells like a sausage.
The cement's like a sausage, is it?
Yeah,
put it
in there.
Oh, just be very careful if you're putting it in that. You have to be careful not to spill it, haven't you?
Bit more.
Would you like this big spoon? Oh, just steady down. Please be careful, you don't want to waste it. Would you like this big spoon, look? Look at that.
I don't need that.
Well, just you try it. You see how much more you can lift with this big spoon.
No. No thanks.
No.
I need that big one there.
Yeah. That's better. That's right. Move the cement nearer the scale pan. We don't spill it, do we? That's
better. I don't need some more. I need some milk.
You need what, darling?
Lots of cemented.
You need lots of?
Cemented.
Lots of cement.
Cemented.
Thomas, you keep saying dir-dir-dir. That doesn't mean a thing, does it?
Yes, it is. It
doesn't mean a thing to me, dir-dir-dir. It just means you're making up silly things. No, not your hands, no. The spoon only, please. Not your hands in food. So we're out with the freshly washed, but you went to play with your trains and you've done one or two other things, haven't you?
Mm.
Yeah, we only use a spoon, so that's a good point. No, not your hands, Thomas. It's food. I know you're pretending it's cement, because it's food, really. You're having a lot of fun with that, aren't you? It's lovely.
No, Tom! Licking a cake!
I think this might soon be ready.
Purdy bit my finger.
Did she?
Yeah.
Why did Purdy bite your finger?
I don't know.
You don't know? No, don't. If you're licking your fingers now, you're going to have your hands washed before you put them back. No, let's just wipe your hands.
No, you're not.
You've been sucking your fingers, Thomas. Come on, you can't suck your fingers and then do that with food. That's it. Why did Purdy bite you, darling?
I don't know.
You don't know? Had it something to do with you perhaps pulling her tail?
Yeah.
Oh, you do know though, don't you? Just write your hands, no. that's up there, Thomas, because if you tip up the eyes, it's a little bit wobbly, the scale pan, isn't it?
Yes.
Can you see? You've got the builder's hat in the way, isn't it?
Watch, Auntie Mabel, watch my doing.
Oh, I'm watching what you're doing, yes. Is that what you said? Watch, Auntie Mabel, watch what my doing. Oh, I'm watching what you're doing. I think you're doing a good job, actually, Thomas.
Bob, again.
Sorry, Bob, you're doing an excellent job, Bob. I'm very pleased.
Bob, are you Wendy?
I'm Wendy, I know. I thought it was Auntie Mabel. Wendy and Auntie Mabel both think you're doing an excellent job, Thomas. Clever boy.
Clever Bobberdale.
You're a clever builder, would you?
Not ready yet.
Well, it won't be very far, will it?
Oh.
It's nearly ready. We'll miss another few moments. And we'll take it out of the oven and we'll cut it into squares.
What? Triangles?
Triangles? Well, yes, we could cut it into triangles, I suppose.
And post me.
And then we'll let it cool on a rack. Enjoying that?
Mm. Smell off. Smell like Coca-Cola, me.
It smells like Coca-Cola to you, does it? Mm. I don't think it really smells of anything, does it?
Smells like Ribena to me.
Smells like Ribena to you? Mm. Well, no, I think Ribena smells beautiful. It smells of black currants. Oatmeal doesn't smell of anything, really, does it? And it doesn't particularly taste, don't put your fingers in. It doesn't particularly taste of anything unless it's mixed with other ingredients, does it? If it's mixed with
porridge.
That's right, if it's mixed with milk to make porridge, it tastes nice. Oh, no.
I need some spoon.
No, Thomas, look. No, you can't do that. No, it's all tipping out.
No, I don't need all that.
What's happened? Look, can I show you?
No.
Look, it's all tipped out.
I don't need that.
And if it's mixed with what we've mixed it with today, sugar, butter and golden syrup, it's nice, isn't it?
No, it's not as dirty.
And sometimes we mix
Stay away!
Well, don't be nasty, Tom.
Stay away, Wendy.
No, I don't think Bob the Builder, I bet you've never ever heard Bob the Builder speak to Wendy like that, have you?
Stay away.
No, I shan't stay away, Thomas.
No.
No, you're getting a little bit too bossy.
Well,
that's not nice, and I'm sure, I'm absolutely sure you've never ever heard Bob the Builder tell Wendy to stay away, have you? No.
Stay away.
A few minutes ago, you wanted Auntie Mabel to watch what you were doing. Well, now I am watching, you don't like it. Oh, you're using the big spoon. Wow, that's lovely, isn't it?
Making dirty.
What are you making?
Dirty.
Dirty. What's dirty? Dirty.
I'm dirty dude.
You need to empty it later. Yes, it's getting a little full with oatmeal, isn't it? I would empty it now, Thomas.
I need to empty it now.
Oh, you can empty it. You empty it. I wasn't going to empty it. I was just suggesting that you did.
It's a little.
That's right, yes. It's a big spoon, but you don't have to fill it, do you? You can just take some little scoops.
Like that.
Right, what do we think is a big spoon?
Like a chocolate cake to me.
It looks like a chocolate cake to you, does it? I still think we'll leave it another few moments.
It's getting too much. Right
there. Into the container.
I'm going to put his hat on and take it to work.
Putting the hat back on, are you? Using two spoons now.
I'm making a butcher man.
Oh, you're a butcher now, are you? What are you making?
Sausage.
Right, I think that needs to go back on there because it'll tip.
Oh, hell. Help. Mummy.
Thomas, Daddy.
No, Daddy.
No, no, no. Now, come on, if you're going to start doing this, we'll have to stop because you're just getting it everywhere now, aren't you? You're not being careful like you were to start with. Watch
me.
If you're a butcher, could you weigh me half a pound of bacon, please?
Smell this.
Oh, bacon smells beautiful. It really does. Yes, I'd like some of that, please, butcher man.
And you need some
of the Oh, I want some more things. I'll pay for it all at the end. Thank you. Could I have two lamb chops as well, please?
Oh, you need some locks.
You are, yes, so pop it in the bag over there, please. Oh, excuse me.
People.
Right, thank you. Yes, pop it in the bag. That's my shopping bag there, so you put it all in there. Thank you. Could I have a nice piece of beef, please?
Okay, thanks. In your bag?
Yes, it'll go straight in the bag, thank you, and then I'll pay for it all at the end.
Stay in the time.
And could I have some beef burgers, please, for my little boy Thomas? Just wash my hands. Oh, what else has he got?
Sausages.
Yes, I think we bought some sausages. I'll tell you what, could I have a pork pie, please?
Yeah, pork pie, isn't it?
Oh, is it? Right, lovely. And Purdy's very partial to some chicken, so I'd like some cooked chicken, please. I'll take some chicken for Purdy. She'd like that, wouldn't she?
Spearmint.
Oh, that's lovely. Is that my shopping bag? Gosh, she's not full. That's beautiful. Thank you so much. How much do I owe you, butcher?
A lot.
I bet it is a lot for all that meat. That's the till, is it?
Some change.
Oh, thank you so much. That's very kind. Thank you. I shall see you next week, Mr. Butcher.
Yep, I did
tip in
there.
Yes. Oh, I'm just about to leave the shop and I've realised that you sell bread and milk, don't you?
Yes.
Oh, please could I have a pint of milk and half a dozen eggs, please?
That's one leg.
Oh, no, don't put your hands on the top of that. No, you've got to keep it clean. It's food. You pop your hat on. Pop your hat on. It's the lid that goes on there, like that.
Yeah.
Do you want to put the nice blue lid back on?
No, thanks.
No? Okay. Right, let's have one more in the oven. What do you think now?
It's more like a chocolate cake, really.
Well, if it looks like a chocolate cake, it would be black.
Chocolate cake, toasted.
I think that should probably be alright, don't you?
Think for me.
You think so as well? Turn that noisy cooker off. It's better, isn't it? Look at that, should be a little bit too hot to eat at the moment. I'll get a nice sharp knife and I'll cut it. How many pieces shall we cut it into?
Two.
Two? Mm-hmm. It'd be big pieces if we just cut it into two, wouldn't they?
Maybe sticky heat. All right?
Yes, honey.
Sticky heat on your nose.
What's on my nose?
A big crocodile.
A big crocodile on my nose? Mm. Goodness me.
Not gonna see that.
I bet it's not went the grubber now. I think we'll cut this into fairly small pieces, Thomas, and then we don't eat such a large piece, do we?
You know, it's big sausage in here. Put it in there, right.
guys, if there's still a butt your eye, a corner, you must put this in there, Tom. No, 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 no. You mustn't put that. No, no. No, no.
No, 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 no,
no. You can't do it. Have you put anything else in there?
No.
No, you mustn't, darling. Sorry.
Tell.
Oh, dear. Have you thrown out the butcher's shop? No, you mustn't put anything in there, Tom.
Oh, Mum.
No. No. If you're going to, no. No. You can put them on the scale, Tom, but you don't put anything in the food, Thomas.
Yes.
No, you can't. You must.
Yeah.
No. If you're going to start being like that, we'll put the whole lot away.
Wait, Tom. You silly woman.
Thomas, don't be nasty.
Don't be nasty, you. What are you doing with that?
Thomas, have you put another weight in there? Because I can't find the one that says number one on it. Have you put the ounce weight in here?
Yeah.
Well, that's silly, isn't it? Just imagine if you're eating porridge in the morning and you swallow it because we didn't know it was in there.
No, that's like myself.
What do you think it is? Is it definitely in there?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think I'm finding it.
Well, you better find it. Just use the spoon.
With it gone, that number six. With it gone.
I think it's the number one, that's the number six.
Not number six.
Right, I want to get a different knife now from the drawer.
Look, poison it!
Things that Mummy uses when she's cooking. There are one or two things in there that we don't use very often. There's a little round green plastic thing that, if you press it onto bread, makes the face like they have on Tubby Toast, doesn't it, before we toast the bread?
Making toast leg.
Making toast.
Oh, lots of toast in there.
There's lots of toast in there, isn't there?
Yes.
Oh, that's because I said Tubby Toast, isn't it? Let's just see if we're any nearer finding that weight.
Where'd that weight go?
I don't know where the weight's gone. You took the weights from the scale pan and dropped them into the oatmeal, didn't you? We found them all, but the 1 ounce one. Oh, that sounded like it might have been in there. Oh, I felt it, Thomas. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm. What noise?
It's the sound of the weight. I just can't. It's there. Look. There. There we are. They're all accounted for now. Right, don't do that again, please.
Yeah. And then I need that.
I have to keep blowing my nose, washing my hands.
We got to make a running for Mummy.
Auntie Mabel?
Yeah. We got to make a running for.
I don't know.
Auntie Mabel running. Auntie Fox and Auntie Mabel say choo choo.
Auntie Mabel's seen a fox, has she?
Choo choo.
When was that?
Choo choo.
On the television?
Yes.
When did you see that?
On a program.
A program.
I need some beers. Soda. Alright, what's next? Oh, dingies. Your baby, your. Put it in there and there.
What are you making now with sugar?
A turtle.
What are you making?
A turtle.
A turtle? Oh, you do make up some silly things, Nelson. Don't you? Very silly, Billy.
Butcher man's still busy.
Is he still busy? Mm. What's he making?
Making sausage pies.
Sausage and pies?
Yeah. Don't climb up this door again. No, baby, stay up. Mine today. Look, climb on it. It's mine.
Are you afraid I'm going to climb on the chair because it's yours?
Look, Rilla, you'll cry. Butchers is closed.
Oh, dear. The butchers is closed. I'm going to cry. Meeting soon.
Mm.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah. Oh,
pardon?
Mm-hmm.
It's cold in your tummy.
Yeah.
It's still warm, isn't it?
Mm.
Needs to cool down a little bit more, I think, really.
I've eaten it.
You've eaten it? Mm. It's nice. Well, we made that together, didn't we? Nice and tasty. Do you enjoy that? Was that lovely? There you go, would you like a little drink? Do you want to sit down?
Okay, thanks for that coolant.
No, keep it there, don't.
And it's the orange.
It's orange in there, we haven't got any black coolant.
Some more.
Well, I think in a minute we'll have a sit down. You're cheeky, aren't you? Have you just discovered that sharp knife that Mummy used to cut at the flapjack?
Yes.
Cheeky munchie! You saw it when I went to answer the telephone. Did you touch it?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Cheeky, 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 cheeky monkey. What are you?
You're in the telephone, that lifeline thing.
Oh! I touched the telephone and you touched that sharp knife thing.
Yeah.
By gum.
You're by gum.
By gum.
You're by gum.
By gum, gum. Right. Oh, you're giving Mummy a kiss. That's beautiful. Right. And then you're going to help wash up? Or are you suddenly going to be busy?
I need to get that.
Look at that blue. That blue bed matches your outfit, doesn't it?
Mm.
There we are. Haven't you been a good little helper?
I need a sweetie.
No, you don't. You just had a piece of flapjack.
Yes, you
do. Right, now, what we'll do now, shall I show you?
I need some more flapjack.
You need some more flapjack. Well, it's still a little bit hot. We'll cool it. We'll have a proper drink and a sit down and a biscuit.
I need some now.
Right.
I need to be a baby.
You want to be a baby?
Yes.
You want to sit on my knee?
Like a baby.
Do you know what I'm going to do with this little bit of oatmeal that's spilled?
Yeah.
We're going to throw it outside. I think the birds might like to eat it. Yes?
It'll be all fine.
Oh, would you like to pick that up, Dad? Right, should we throw it out for the diggy birds?
Yeah. What for, Mummy?
Well, because it's winter, and they don't get as much food in winter, but it's harder to look for it.
But your chips are fast still.
My chips are on fire, so you're smothering them with a blanket on, yeah? Mm. So good boys.
Good fine.
Oh, you're fine. Sorry, I'm good fine.
It's out.
It's out. Well done. Good job, Jack.
Good fine.
Fine and sunny.